Happy Friday! Yay! To all who are listening, it's Friday, guys. We can relax, chill, have fun. We're about to do the thing real fun. But on a serious note, I'm happy I get a chance to speak to you all, to all of you fellow. I don't know what I should call you guys. I want to call you guys darkies, but I feel like that's a little too much. Can I call you darkies? You know, everybody's trying to be black these days. Might as well. Yep, you know what? I'm definitely calling you all darkies. Yay, we finally come up with a decision. It's not like you guys had a say in it anyway. But you're wondering, who the freak is this fucking guy talking on this goddamn... whatever you guys are listening to. Listening from this from. But I'll gladly be able to introduce myself to you all. My name is Jalen Robinson. For all those people who know me, understand truly who I am. But for those who don't, I'll gladly be able to tell you. I'm passionate, caring. I love long walks on the beach. I really hate women who are great for me. Like, seriously. Really hate those people. As you probably all know now, but the really most important thing is that I'm really incredibly stupid, as you probably already know by now, in literally everything I do, guys. Everything that I do. But the real, real most important thing that you guys need to know, and why the reason why I'm starting this podcast in the first place is because I love dark humor. Now, I'm pretty positive that majority of you just ask, what the fuck is dark humor? And quite frankly, it is one of the most greatest subgenre of comedy ever. I'm sorry. My opinion. And if you ask me what the hell dark humor is, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? Y'all forced my hand, but I didn't want to fucking do this. I'm going to have to fucking tell y'all. And y'all going to have to fucking listen. And that's cool. Look, I'm only going to say this once. Dark humor is a form of humor involving a twist or joke, making the joke seem as offensive, harsh, horrid, but yet it still makes the joke still funny. In a way, it could be as the jokes are so freaking horrible in their twists that it makes it funny. And while you guys are here with me, I'm going to just let you guys know that as soon as you listen to it, you've joined. You've joined the darkness. And quite frankly, along with me, my fellow friends, and most importantly, you, will be able to join the dark realms of comedy together. We will technically be united in the dark. And that's quite frankly what this podcast is. I'm naming it United in the Dark because that's what we are. We're going to get united. We're going to get real dirty. We're going to get really, really dark. Like, really dark. Like, a baby just got shot type dark. Now, that's dark. But you guys, I wanted to talk to you guys today. And trust me, guys, I have no script. This is coming from the straight brain. I wanted to talk to you guys about the most craziest emotion that you can ever experience. And that's love. You know what? I saw a quote today, guys, that, you know, really, really brought it home for me. And it's from Marilyn Monroe, which is crazy in itself. Ooh, man, that bitch was a hoe. But here we go.
I'm selfish, impatient, and a little insecure. I make mistakes. I am out of control and at times hard to handle. But if you can't handle me at my worst, then you sure as hell don't deserve me at my best. And quite frankly, this quote stood out to me because think about it. I'm sure all of you at some point in failed relationships were the cause of it. I'm sure of it. Now, you can listen to, you can say that, well, Jalen, no, I'm not. It was the other person's fault, and it was yada, 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 yada. I know. You don't have to keep telling me that. I know that. But I'm sure at some point you guys have been on the short end of the stick in a lot of things. And a lot of things, quite frankly, that could be fixed, but the other person just doesn't choose to fix them. And quite frankly, that's okay. It's okay to be not loved. It's okay to have a certain set mindset. Unless it's really, really toxic. Now, if you guys have really, really toxic ass mindsets about relationships, I suggest you get that shit fixed quick. Because nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody who is selfish. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody who's impatient and a little insecure. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with people like that. As Marilyn Monroe say, we make mistakes. We always make mistakes every time. We're not perfect. No relationship is perfect. If there was a relationship that was like genuinely freaking perfect, like nothing was going wrong with their relationship, then we will all model from them. But that's bullshit because they had to get through some hardships of their own to be able to find the happiness and to be able to dig through all the turmoil and all the hardships to find that gold, to find that sweet spot in a relationship and prosper and feed off of that. I don't care when no one says, if someone says that, oh, me and my boyfriend never had, or me and my girlfriend never had any issues. Yeah, okay. I'm about to blue face y'all asses in a minute. You okay? Yeah, all right. Shit is fucking a joke. So, basically, and sometimes relationships, you know, and people do get kind of out of control. You know, things, you know, you expect one thing and then you get another. That's something that you don't expect for that to happen. And sometimes your mind can overflow and your mind could really put you in a place that you don't want it to be. Trust me, guys, I've been through it. I've been through a lot, and I'm sure you guys have too. Which is why I'm telling you that for people who have, and again, I'm only saying this for unless it's like a really, really toxic thing that you have that you picked up at some point in your life, it's okay to have, you know, it's okay to have a certain mentality in relationships. You're not wrong for what you do. If you have a certain way that you have certain expectations in relationships, then you should definitely find somebody who has that same expectations and even more, and more that you can build off of. That's what makes a relationship really last. Somebody who's willing to, you know what I'm saying, work with you through everything, understand who you are as a person, know all your flaws, know all your weaknesses and or strengths, building from the strengths, little by little destroying the weaknesses and keeping a balance. That's what the relationship is really about. And that's what, you know, I think that's what there's many different versions of love. Many, many different versions of love. You guys all know the agape, you know, all those. You guys know those type of love. But, you know, understand that things happen for a reason. Things are definitely picking up more in your favor than it will ever do. If a relationship didn't last or didn't go the way it planned on going, that means obviously there must be another opportunity out there for you. There must be another door opening. And some way, shape, or form, there's another door opening. Now, it's up to you. It's up to you on these things. One, did you notice the door? Do you notice the door? Two, how long is it going to take you to go through that door? And three, most importantly, when are you going to shut the last door? When is it finally going to be that time to say, you know what? I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be in this place. I don't want to be in this stalemate. I don't want to be in stagnant. I don't want to be stuck. So for me to be able to move on, and for us to be able to move on and really push forward and be everything that you relatively want to be, sometimes you're just going to have to let those doors close so the other ones can open. As simple as that, guys. You know, I really truly care about all of you. All of you who are going to listen. You know, I really want you guys to understand that. And I'm going to beat it in your freaking heads until you can't do it anymore. Is this. Love is definitely how you want it to be. But love is also about the opportunities that you allow it to see. You have to allow yourself to let go of certain situations so that you can truly be happy. That breaking point is there. Now it's your choice whether you break through or stop digging. You know, this is a very serious episode. This is a serious episode. I'm definitely on some serious shit this one. I'm sorry, guys. I'm on my serious today. This is a serious episode. I'm sorry. But I definitely want to hear what you guys think. I want to know everybody's certain situations. I want to hear from you guys. Let me know. And I understand, you know, if you don't want to share, you know, your personal information because it's still relatively fresh, the wound is still fresh, or maybe there's some relationships that you regret breaking, and, you know, that you regret, you know, it winning that way. Let me know about it so we can definitely talk. We can definitely talk about it and trying to come up with a better way to deal and a better way to cope with things. It's okay. I have 2 ears and I'll keep my mouth shut. It was wonderful talking to you all. I am so freaking tired. It is 9:43 I've been gone all day. Hey, look. Actually, what was I going to say? You know, I'm not going to say shit. No, I was going to say nothing else. Nothing else to say to y'all niggas. But I'll let you guys out of the darkness. Until next time. Peace.